Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа. All right, you know what? We're gonna forego the rest of the introduction here. We have a lot of things here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. I am your host, Dean Poloka. And like I said, we have a big show for you today. But before we get into our main focus here, I do want to send out a couple of well wishes. First one goes out to our good friend, Slaviani parent and family, Bobby Kunkel, who had some emergency surgery yesterday. So we hope that you get well soon and get your backside back down to Slaviani. I also want to wish a happy 92nd birthday to Mr. Michael Komachak, who does the Ukrainian Radio Hour right here on WPIT from 1 until 2 every Sunday. Wow. 92 years and has been on the air for 62 years. Mnohaya I blahayalita, Mr. Komachak. We hope to see you back in the studio soon. We've been listening to you. You've been recorded. You're sounding very good. And we just want you to get well soon. And also to our good friend Vladka Zgonc, who has the Welcome to Serbia. I think that's what it's called, Mark, right? Welcome to Serbia. Well, and the Vladka Zgonc show, let's put it that way. 5 o'clock right here on WPIT. So she had a little respite back in the homeland in Serbia, so we wish her all the best coming back here. The first three or four numbers we have is from Friday's concert of the Gojdic Seminary from Prešov, Slovakia. They were down in Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in McKees Rocks. And what we're going to play for you, we have first the Troparion to Blessed Bishop Paul Gojdic, who was martyred for the faith in 1960, well, even before that, through the communist system. And then we have an interview with a couple of the seminarians and one of the priests who are Rusin. And then we're going to play O Maria Mati Božja, O Mary, the Mother of God, in honor of October being the month of Mary, the healer of cancer. And then Budi Imya Blahoslovi, and I'll tell you how you can get CDs and DVDs of this. Mark, let's go right into it.
Церковная Ja jem tut na koncert seminaristio z Prajšova, na seminaru blaženoho mučenika Pavla Gojdiča. Mušu povisti, že koncert byl výborný. Ďakujú, že ste prišli ku nám. Povíšte nám, jak vám meno a kde pochádzate.
Takže kličú sa Miroslav Sentivan. Pochádzam z jednej šumnej, z jednoho šumného volalu, z Vesa Pčolinne, blesko sneného, humenného. No a do Ameriky im prišiel prvý raz, teperka. Ľúbiť sa mi tu, je to také inakšie svit, inakšie prostredie. Jedna vec, čo sa mi tu bar zľúbilo, im tak nečekal, že keď im tu prešiel, že veľa stromiu tu bolo. Že, a môžem mal takú predstavu o tým, že veľa budov bude a tak ďalej, ale to sa mi tu na tým ľúbilo, že veľa prírody je tu a že proste sa tu môže ivo tak snažiť ich ochraňovať. No. Takže to sa mi tak jedna z vecí, ktorá sa mi tak najviac zo začiatku ľúbila.
A príroda je približná ako na Slovensku, v Pčolinách, hej?
Jo, trochu, tak, hej, hej, tak, tak.
Hej, no. Hej, je. A vy?
Ja sa volám Peter Kačur. Pochádzam z dedinky Bystra, farnosť Havaj, hej, na východnom Slovensku. A teraz pôsobím ako kaplán v meste Prešov, v katedrále svätého Jana Krstiteľa. Mm-hmm. V Amerike som už tretíkrát, nie je to moja prvá návšteva. Aha. A čo sa mi tu tak najviac páči, je to, že stále, už som tu po tretíkrát a stále sa tu stretávam s takým pohostinným národom, s takými ľuďmi, ktorí sú skutočne takí ako u nás doma na Slovensku. Pohostinní, sú to úžasní ľudia, ktorí sa vedia s vami porozprávať o všetkom, vedia sa s vami pomodliť a ktorí vám dajú zo srdca všetko, čo len môžu. No? Takže s týmto som sa stretol už po tretíkrát a stále ma to tu veľmi pekne poteší a prekvapí.
No, výborne, výborne. A čo ste robili čeraz výlet u nás? A kde ste chodili, tak ďalej, tak ďalej?
No, tak máme dosť taký nabitý program, bym povedal, lebo každý deň máme koncert, mm-hmm, okrem soboty a väčšinou veľa času cestujeme, keď sa presúvajeme z farnosti do farnosti, mm-hmm, takže väčšinou práve tá sobota je voľná. No a jednu sobotu sme akurát navštívili Sochu Slobody. Tam sme mali také, jak budem povedať, taký výlet s celou partiou chlopcov. Ale inakšie varu, je to dosť nabitý program a náročný a väčšinou viac menej cestujeme, jak im varu z farnosti do farnosti. Takže asi týko.
No, no. A chcete dodávať pár slov?
Chcel by som doplniť aj to, že sme sa stretli s biskupmi tunajšími, s biskupom Williamom Skurlom v Pesejku a taktiež s biskupom Johnom Kudrikom v Parme, s ktorým sme strávili niekoľko úžasných chvíľ a musím povedať, že sú to úžasní ľudia a že môžete byť radi, že ich tu máte.
No, no. Chcete pozdraviť nikomu v domovine? Tak naš radioprogram môžete slúchať na internet, tak dávam adresu. Aj tak chcete pozdraviť nikomu v domovine?
No, chcem vám pozdraviť v prvom rade svoju rodinu, svojich rodičov, mamu, oca, svojich súrodencov, troch brata, dvi sestr. Taktiež vám chcem pozdraviť aj svoju priateľku Janku a všetkých, čo nás nájde i náš silý valal. Takže asi tak.
No, ale?
Taktiež aj ja by som chcel pozdraviť všetkých doma, predovšetkým svoju manželku Moniku, mojich rodičov, blízkych, známych a tých, ktorí na nás myslia, ktorí sa za nás modlia a taktiež všetky, ktorí sú známi v modlitbách.
U Márie, Matky Božia, prečistá, prosí za nás svojho Syna Isusa Krista. Yeah. Svijata, prečista, Divo Marije, drže si šake rubimo prečista, prosi za nas svojho Sna Isusa Hrista, svitla zornice, nebesna ja carice, Svijata, prečista, Svitla zornice, nebesna ja carice, Svijata prečista, Divo Marije. Svitla zornice, nebesna ja carice, Svijata prečista,
if you're interested in getting some CDs or DVDs from the Blessed Paul Goidich Seminary Choir, you can contact Jack Fiegel at this address, Oriental Lumen Foundation, P.O. Box 192, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Or you can go to this website, www.olconference.com. If you're interested, you have all those family treasures lying around from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Have you ever thought about preserving them? Well, here's your chance to do so. On Saturday, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Carnegie Library, Carnegie Museum of Natural History's Music Hall Foyer, which is located 4400 Forbes Avenue, they will teach you how to do so. Learn how to properly restore and maintain your precious keepsakes. More than 30 conservators and vendors of conservation supplies and services discuss conservation issues and share valuable preservation information. So that is Carnegie Music Hall Foyer, 4400 Forbes Avenue in Oakland section of Pittsburgh, next Saturday, the 22nd of October, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Next, we're going to go to Vojvodina. This is Ja Divočka, I'm a Girl, from Mirela Mali.
Zalibi dek moro mala jeszcze se mówim, że jedno się nie piwam, ale szic mi lubim. I za żonę tak, to ja się nie lubim robić, że się lubim, bo mi wyrazi para nie chodzi. I za żonę tak, to ja się nie lubim robić, że się lubim, bo mi wyrazi para nie chodzi.
All right, as we listen to this instrumental from folk group Smereka, which is from Rakhio Zakarpattia, I do want to tell you that CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will be performing at the 25th Czech and Slovak Heritage Association Festival next Sunday, the 23rd of October. This festival is held in Parkville, Maryland. This is a great opportunity to see the Slaviani Folk Ensemble if you live in the Baltimore or Washington, D.C. area, as our good friend Mark Jesko does, and I look forward to seeing him next week. I know, Mark, you're probably listening to us over the internet. We look forward to seeing you. The festival runs from noon until 5 p.m. If you're interested and you live in this area, you want to get more information about the Czech and Slovak Heritage Festival, which is the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, we'll be performing Rusin songs and dances. Please either Google CSHA Festival, or you can give me a call at area code 412-877-9351, or email me, rusinradio@c-rs.org. The 30th annual Carpatha Rusin celebration will take place on Sunday, October 30th at the St. John the Baptist Church in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, located at 201 East Main Street at their parish social hall from noon until 7 p.m. Slavonic Divine Liturgy will be at 10:30 a.m. There will be ethnic foods such as holubky, pirohy, halushke, klobasa with sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, palachinka, baked goods, and much more. The annual event will feature CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, at 3 p.m., and a group of Rusin folk musicians, including myself on Bugaria, my brother-in-law Michael Libertor on bass, and Andrei and Solomia Pidkilka on sopilka and violin, respectively. And they will be newlyweds. They're getting married next week, so We look forward to having a great time. John Righetti, president of the CRS, will be giving a cooking demonstration presenting a Russian meal at 2 p.m. and speak on Russian history and customs at 4 p.m. The Carpathia Russian Society will have display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, documents, and will assist in genealogical questions. Everything is there for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you want more information about this, please call 724-438-6027, Monday to Friday, 9 to 3 p.m., or this number in evenings. Area code 724-438-8412. Again, that is the 30th annual Carpathia Russian Celebration, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown. Now enjoy. This is Lemko Tower. The Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpathia Russian Society will be holding a presentation on Sunday, November 20th at 2 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh's Barco Law Building. I didn't say Bartco, I said Barco Law Building. This is located at 3900 Forbes Avenue in Oakland. I will give a presentation entitled Dangers on the Job, a look into the often deadly working conditions of the mills, mines, and railroads, and other jobs of the first generation of Russians and other Slavic immigrants to the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Light refreshments will be available, and we will have the sales table available as well. There isn't a Steeler game that day. They have a bye week, so please plan on attending. That is Sunday, November 20th at 2 p.m., the University of Pittsburgh Law Building. I will be announcing this in the next couple weeks, but if you want more information, please give me a call, 412-877-9351, or send me some email, russinradio@c-rs.org. And as we end with Rudos Moter, we invite you to join us again next week for the best in Russian news and music. Tnimajte sya shumnoy zbohom. Se spala. Polubiv ja Pavlinu, dobri za njom, ne zinu, za drugima kodila, mene za njih vodila. Za ženu, spriču hosti u muziku, zdroblju svatju veliku, spriču hosti u muziku, zdroblju svatju veliku. Well, it's me again, and
Apparently, I got a couple minutes to work with. So let me tell you about something I totally forgot to mention. Next Sunday, as Mark and I laugh over here, I'm trying to give you the best in Russian music. I totally forgot about the news. Please forgive me. So next Sunday, the 23rd of October at 2 p.m., the Carpathia Russian Society will hold their annual meeting. This meeting will take place at the National Carpathia Russian Cultural and Education Center, located at 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, Pennsylvania, at 2 p.m., and will be followed at 3:30 by the unveiling of the Madzik Lemko Collection. What is the Madzik Lemko Collection, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you in just 1 second. Through the generosity of the Lemko Association, the Carpathia Russian Society members, the Carpathia Russian Society was able to acquire the extensive Madzik collection of Lemko Russian items. The collection is the work of CRS member John Madzik of Ansonia, Connecticut, who spent decades amassing hundreds of photographs capturing Lemko life and history, as well as a variety of Lemko items. Among the items is an array of finely wood-carved statuary and folk items. Acquisition of the collection was made possible by the Lemko Association, as I said. Mr. John Timo, good friend of ours. Mr. Jack Mahalo, Mr. M, my teacher from high school and a very good friend. The Helen and John Senish Memorial Fund, Marianne and William Mystic, Byzantine Catholic Cultural Center, and the CRS New Jersey Chapter. So the collection can be viewed from the 23rd of October, next Sunday, through November 13th by appointment only. So if you're interested on the CRS annual meeting next Sunday or the Madzik Lemko collection, please email John Righetti at this address, president@c-rs.org, or give him a call, area code 412-749-0675. And now the clock on the wall says it is time to go, so we will see you all next week. Don't forget about the CRS meeting I just told you about. If you're in the Baltimore area, come see the Slaviani Folk Ensemble at the Czech and Slovak Festival in Parkville, Maryland. And we'll talk to you again next week. Have a great week. We'll see you. Take care. Bye-bye. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!